This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Monday, January 15th. While wheat prices take a somewhat predictable hit on Friday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The market had rallied so much that it was vulnerable to a correction. And with the plantings being up for 2018, there was nothing else to really hold the market up or any buyers to kind of keep support. So the market did have some double-digit losses. But it certainly seems that it had some room to fall, and now it's gaining some equilibrium. And even at 14 cents lower where we are today, the market is still much stronger than it had been over the last couple of months. So it still looks relatively good. We didn't get any limit move or anything like that. But we're going to be headed into more of a weather market. So I expect to see the markets being a little bit more choppy.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down 12 and three quarters at 420 and a half. March corn was down 2 and a half at 347 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day down 6 and a half, ranging from 520 and a half to 533. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 14, ranging from 571 and a quarter to 586 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 16 and a quarter, ranging from 727 and three quarters to 747 and three quarters. Live cattle for February were up 30 cents at 117.50. January feeder cattle were up 52 and a half cents at 144.47 and a half. And January class 3 milk was down a nickel at 13.75. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report from the Ag Information Network.